This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
The book of Psalms, the 66th number of the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. Yes, I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Thank you, young people. The 66th number of the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. And there you will find these words. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. Amen. I want you to think with this morning in terms of a subject, four things that God cannot do. Four things that God cannot do. God bless you. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and we pray, God, that you will speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people, that they will know that you are God and you're God all by yourself. We honor you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there are four things that God cannot do. Hallelujah. In this psalm, the psalmist is inviting you and me to examine the awesome works of God. Who else but God could speak and bring the world into existence? Who else but God could scoop his hands into the dust of the earth and form a man and breathe into him the breath of life? Who else but God could take a rib out of the man and create a woman? When Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go, God sent the plagues upon the land of Egypt. When the Israelites were trapped as they made their exodus from Egypt, God opened up the Red Sea to allow them to cross over on dry ground. When the Israelites were hungry in the wilderness, God miraculously provided them with manna and quail meat. Who else but God could open the barren womb of Sarah to miraculously give birth to a son at the age of 90? Who else but God could sweeten the bitter waters of Meribah or cause an iron axe head to float to the top of the Jordan River? Who else but God could rain down fire and brimstone from heaven and destroy the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? When the sons of Korah led a rebellion of 250 men against Moses and Aaron, God caused the earth to open up and swallow them alive. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, God miraculously delivered them without a single hair being singed. When Daniel was cast into the lion's den, God closed the mouths of the lions and spared Daniel's life. Who else but God could cause the sun to stand still for one whole day in the days of Joshua? Who else but God could send down fire from heaven and consume the water-drenched altar on Mount Carmel? Who else but God could send ravens to feed Elijah in the wilderness or cause water to come out of the rock? As the psalmist said, come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing towards the sons of men. Who else but God could wake you up this morning and put food on your table and clothes on your back? Who else but God could give you the activity of your limbs and clothe you in your right mind? Who else but God can pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on side? Who else but God can heal your body when you're sick, can make a way out of no way, can open doors that you don't know how to open? When we consider all the incredible things God has done, it is hard for us to believe that there is anything that God cannot do. But I've come by on this Sunday morning to tell you that there are three or four things that God cannot do. First of all, my brothers and sisters, you need to know that God cannot tell a lie. Oh, I'm in Bible country because in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, it says, "Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us." There are other scriptures that teach us that God cannot lie. 1 Samuel 15 and 29, it says, "And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should lie." Romans 3 and 4 says, "Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar." Titus 1, 1 and 2, Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And so, my brothers and sisters, we know that God is the only being who is incapable of lying. All men lie from time to time. Yes, even you. And any man, yes, even me. And any man who says he has never told a lie is lying. Some people are even pathological liars. I heard Muriel say about somebody, amen, that they lie so much she called them a chronic liar. In other words, you can't believe anything they say. I know this woman who used to tell her child, she said, "Every time you open your mouth, you're telling a lie." And I know that we all know some folk who lie all of the time, but the truth is that we all tell lies every now and then. But is there anybody who's glad to know that you serve a God who cannot lie? I said he cannot lie. Oh, somebody's thinking about the word right through there. He cannot lie. Man does many things to the truth. Y'all know how we handle the truth. Man stretches the truth. Man bends the truth. Man exaggerates the truth. Man twists the truth. Man distorts the truth. Man blatantly changes the truth. But I'm so glad to report to you this morning that God cannot lie. Now think about that. Think about it for just a moment, because the Bible is full of statements made by God. Some of those statements are predictions of future events. Some of those statements are warnings. Some are instructions. Some are revelations of his divine character. And yet the one common thread that runs through every recorded statement of God in the scriptures is that everything God says is true. Everything that God has said would happen has either happened before, is happening right now, or will happen in the future. Because God, my brothers and sisters, has knowledge of the past. He has knowledge of the present. He has knowledge of the future. I know some of y'all are running to the fortune tellers trying to figure out what your tomorrow is going to be. But I come by to tell you that they don't know what your future is going to be. But we serve a God. Is there anybody here who knows that we serve a God who knows what your future holds? And the good thing about it is not only does he know what your future holds, the good thing about it is he holds your future. Give him praise in this place. He cannot lie. And I don't know about you, but I don't believe I'm the only one in the room who's glad to know that God cannot lie. I'm glad that he cannot lie because he has made me some promises. He has made you some promises, just like he made promises to the men and women in the Bible. When God told Abraham to take his only son Isaac and sacrifice him on the altar, Abraham knew that if God allowed him to take Isaac's life, that God would have resurrected Isaac back to life. How did he know it? He knew it because God had promised Abraham that through Isaac, his covenant to bless the whole earth would be fulfilled. We also know from God's word that God can never again flood the earth like he did in Noah's day. Why? It's not because he doesn't have the power to do it, but because he promised that he would never do it again. And every time we see a rainbow in the sky, we're reminded of God's promise. I don't know about you, but I'm standing on his promises. Am I by myself in here today? Is there anybody here glad to know that God cannot lie because he promised you some things? He promised to forgive us when we sin. He promised to provide our every need. He promised to never leave us or forsake us, no matter what we're going through. He promised to give us strength when we're weak. He promised to walk with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. He promised to watch over us day and night. He promised to give us wisdom when we ask for it. He promised to answer our prayers. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God has made me some promises, and I'm standing on the promises of God because I know that God is not like man. He cannot lie. Give him praise in this place. But not only can God not lie, the second thing I want to tell you is that God cannot be tempted by sin. James 1 and 13, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Temptation to sin is one of the battles that you and I face every day. Temptations come at us from all directions. I said temptations come at us from all directions. Am I by myself in this? Temptations come at us from all directions. We're tempted to think sinful thoughts. We're tempted to speak sinful words. We're tempted to do sinful acts. We're tempted to pursue sinful pleasures. And even the strongest of Christians yield to temptations every now and then. God, on the other hand, my brothers and sisters, cannot be tempted to sin. That means sin has no appeal to God. That means that sin goes completely against God's nature. That means that God hates sin and is repulsed by evil in every form. Amen. God's character is stainless. Oh, what I like about him is that he's perfect. What I like about him is that he's pure. What I like about him is that he's holy. And thus, if God yielded to temptation, he would cease being God. Now, you might say, wait a minute, preacher, Jesus is God, and he was tempted. The Bible says he was tempted. But you need to understand that he wasn't tempted until he put on sinful human flesh and became like one of us so that we could become like him. And we also need to remember what the scriptures tell us about his sinless nature. Hebrews 4 and 15, it says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And so the good news is that God cannot lie. The good news is that God cannot be tempted to sin. The Bible also teaches us that God cannot change. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Come on, look at that neighbor and say, neighbor, God cannot change. Oh my, oh my, oh my. See, somebody should be shouting right through there because you had some friends that changed on you. See, right through there, you ought to be giving God praise because you've had some family members. Who changed on you? But I come by to give you some good news this morning. God cannot change. Malachi 3 and 6 says, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you're not consumed, O sons of David, of Jacob. Hebrews 13 and 8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm glad to know that he does not change. He cannot change. And so during our journey through life, we go through lots of changes. Some of them are minor changes. Some of them are major changes. Amen. Our appearance changes as we grow older. Do I have a witness? Our bodies go through many changes over the course of a lifetime. We change our minds. Sometimes we change our opinions about certain people. Sometimes we change jobs. Think about how much this country changed during the administration of Donald Trump. Amen. So much has changed. Through technological advances, we've got cell phones and satellites and internet and social media. There's a whole lot of change taking place. But despite all these advances, the world has also become more sinful and more dangerous. But the good news is, I said the good news is, we serve a God who does not change. In this constantly changing world, isn't it comforting to know that God does not and cannot change? God is always the same. His purpose never changes. His will never changes. His word never changes. The next time you get discouraged about changes going on in your personal life or in the world around you, just remember that we serve a great God and he does not change. Just remember that we serve a mighty God and he does not change. Just remember we serve a delivering God and he does not change. Just remember we serve a God who's a way maker and he does not change. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that just like he made a way for Abraham, he can make a way for you. I'm saying that just like he made a way for David, he can make a way for you. I'm saying that just like he made a way for Daniel in the lion's den, whatever den you find yourself in, I come by to tell you, we serve a God who's still able to make a way. Just like he healed your friend's body, is there anybody here who knows that the same God can heal your body? Give him praise in this place. He cannot lie. He cannot be tempted by sin. And God does not change. But I got one more, and I'm going to my seat. I said I got one more, and I'm going to my seat. The final way that God cannot do, the final thing that God cannot do is that God cannot stop loving us. I said God cannot stop loving us. Romans 8, 35 through 39. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, I said, yet in all these things, I dare you to think about some of the things that have come your way that were meant to count you out. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And I want to thank Paul for saying this. Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I'm so glad that God's love is not like man's love. You know, God's love for you and me never changes under any circumstances or condition. God may allow you to go through many unpleasant and undesirable situations in your life. But that doesn't mean that God has stopped loving you. God may allow you to suffer great sorrow. He may allow you to deal with some heartache. But I come by to tell you that that doesn't mean that God has stopped loving you. God may discipline you when you get outside of his will. But I come by to tell you that that doesn't mean that God has stopped loving you. God may allow you to experience great pain and suffering. But that doesn't mean that God has stopped loving you. As a matter of fact, even when we don't love God the way we ought to love him, even when we fail miserably, even when we aren't faithful to him, I'm so glad that God cannot stop loving us, because God is love. Is there anybody here, if you're not too proud and if you're not too mean, you'll stand on the word that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you and I think about the things that we cannot do, it really highlights our weakness and it highlights our frailty. But when we think about the things that God cannot do, it highlights just how mighty he is. It highlights just how loving he is. It highlights just how powerful he is. And is there anybody here? You know that he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a loving God. And the good news is, he will not change on you. I said he will not change on you. Give him praise in this place. Give him praise in this place. I serve an unchanging God. I serve a mighty God. I serve a powerful God. Come on and give him praise. Tell him thank you for all that he's done. And do you know what? If he did it yesterday, he can do it again. If he healed you yesterday, he can heal you again. If he paid that bill yesterday, he can do it again. If he made a way yesterday, he can do it again. Give him praise. 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 After all that I've been through, I've got joy in my heart. Ain't he all right? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Come on and give God one more hand of praise.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.